తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం రాధాకృష్ణ పాదాన్ సాగనా లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖావితంశ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపీక కాంత శ్రీరాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కాంతణ గౌరాంగీ శ్రీరాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుత దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియ వాంఛాకల్పద్రవ్య కృపా సింధువైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. టుగెదర్ జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసరి గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ రామ. లౌడర్ ఎవ్రీవన్, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ రామ. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ రామ రామ. నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ సాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతి భక్తి విదాన్ స్వామితి నామని నమస్తే సరస్వతీదేవే గౌరవాన్ని ప్రచారణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య సుధారణే. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. జగద్గురు శిల ప్రభుపాద రుక్మణి ద్వారకాధీశ నీవు ద్వారకా ధామ కి, జగద్గురు శిల ప్రభుపాద జగన్నాథ బలదేవ సుభద్ర మాత కి, జగద్గురు శిల ప్రభుపాద గౌరతాయ పంచతత్వ కి. డియర్ డివోటీస్, బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ మదర్స్, యంగ్ అండ్ ఓల్డ్, ఎవ్రీబాడీ ఇస్ వెల్కమ్ టు ద హరి కృష్ణ మందర్ హియర్ ఇన్ న్యూ ద్వారకా ధామ్ రుక్మిణి ద్వారకాధీశ్ మందర్, శిల ప్రభుపాద్ వెస్ట్రన్ వరల్డ్ హెడ్ క్వార్టర్. డివోటీస్, దర్ టూ థింగ్స్, లైట్ అండ్ డార్క్నెస్. వేదిక్ మంత్ర తమసో మా జ్యోతిర్గమ్య, వి షుడ్ గో ఫ్రమ్ ది డార్క్నెస్ టు ద లైట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ ద చైతన్య చరితామృత దట్ కృష్ణ సూర్య సమ్ మాయా హై అంధకార్, జహా కృష్ణ తహా నహి మాయా రే అధికార్. లార్డ్ శ్రీ కృష్ణ ఇస్ లైక్ ఏ పవర్ఫుల్ సన్ అండ్ మాయా ఇస్ లైక్ ఏ డార్క్నెస్. వేర్ ఎవర్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ పవర్ఫుల్ సన్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ దేర్, దేర్ వోంట్ బి ఎనీ డార్క్నెస్. సో వాట్ ఐఎమ్ ట్రైంగ్ టు సే, వీ హ్యావ్ టు కమ్ ఇన్ లైట్ మీన్స్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు కమ్ టు ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. How we can come to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna? We should try to become dear to Sri Krishna. If we become dear to him, and how we can become dear to him? Whatever he likes, we should do that. We should do, actually we should act for the pleasure of Sri Krishna. If we can act for the pleasure of Krishna, then we can become dear to Sri Krishna. And keep in mind, we all belong to Krishna. But due to our nefarious activities, due to our conditioned state, we are suffering. The message of Srila Prabhupada, which is based on Bhagavad Gita, the message of Bhagavad Gita is that we mitigate this suffering, we finish this suffering. And this suffering can only be finished if we come to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Not otherwise. Not by making some material arrangement, which everyone is trying to do. People are trying to become happy materially. Everyone is thinking, oh, if I have lots of money, if I am a rich man, then I will be happy. But many rich men are suffering like anything. No? It's not true? You know that very rich man, Mr. Kodak, who founded this Kodak, now called the film is finished, you know, now new technology. There's a digital system, no more film. You know how Kodak died? He committed suicide. He said, no, I have done this. So rich man, but he was so frustrated because he was in that darkness of ignorance. He had a lot of riches, but he didn't have Krishna, so he committed suicide. So many examples, not one, two, three, so many. You must have heard of Mr. Getty, John Paul Getty, richest man in the whole world. He was American, but living in England. Press people went to him, said, my dear Mr. Getty, you are the richest man in the whole world, and we want to know what's your desire. You know what was the answer of Mr. Getty? He said, my only desire is that I should be able to pass urine properly. The richest man. He was suffering so much. He was not even able to pass urine properly. You know what was his food? Only barley butter. He was not able to take anything. So this is the position of a richest man. So, Mr. Getty was very rich materially, but spiritually he was zero, poor, because he didn't have Krishna. If we have Krishna, then we can become the richest man. If someone doesn't have Krishna, he's the poorest man. Materially speaking, doesn't matter. Materially, one may be very advanced. Maybe he may be so many degrees, big doctor, philosopher, or millionaire, billionaire, this, that, you know. But Prabhupada used to say, with one stroke of death, everything is finished. This material advancement cannot help us. Material advancement cannot give any solace to the soul. Soul can only become peaceful if it comes to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Super soul Sri Krishna. Krishna is the super soul of all the living entities. So, devotees, keep this in mind. Neither me, you, he, she, we should not try to become very rich, but we should all try to become devotee. We should all try that how I can come dear to Krishna. So now, how we can become dear to Krishna? This is the question. There are many things Krishna is saying. One thing I'm reading from Bhagavad Gita. If we can understand this, then we can become very dear to Sri Krishna. Chapter 18. Verse 68. I will repeat the shloka myself. Ya idam paramam bhuyam madhabhaktesha vidasyati bhakti mai param kritva mame veshatya sanshayah ya idam paramam bhuyam madhaktesha vedasyati bhakti mai param kritva mame veshati sanshayah. Translation. Please repeat. For one who explained this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotional service is granted. And at the end, he will come back to me. This is the way to become dear to Sri Krishna. How? By preaching. By explaining the supreme secret to the devotees. Even sometimes devotees take risk preaching to the non-devotees. Prabhupada took very big risk. People on this track of land, they were not devotees. They were more or less hippies in different degrees. But Prabhupada made them happy by giving them Krishna consciousness. He took the risk, very big risk he took. So, devotee takes some, though Krishna's advice, this Bhagavad Gita should be preached among the devotees. But devotees like Srila Prabhupada, they take risk because they are well-wisher of everyone. When Prabhupada used to write to anyone, in the end of letter he will write, "You are ever well-wisher." Actually, Prabhupada is a real well-wisher, beyond any doubt. And he preached and he gave this beautiful Krishna consciousness. So, we can become dear to Sri Krishna by preaching. If someone can say, "I don't know anything, oh, I can preach," I don't agree with him. Why? There are many ways. If you cannot speak anything, you take Bhagavad Gita from us and distribute. This is also preaching. If you give book to someone, a person will read, and if he becomes devotee, this is preaching. Now this book marathon is going on, Christmas marathon. Every year we try to distribute books all over the world. Srila Prabhupada's presence, this, you know, Christmas marathon was started. So all of you can try to become dear to Krishna by distributing Bhagavad Gita or other books. You may understand or may not understand. Krishna is making note of everything, whatever we are doing. Nothing is hidden from him. Out of ignorance, one may think, "Oh, whatever I am doing, nobody saw me doing this thing." But Krishna is seeing everything. Krishna is sitting in our heart as a super soul, Paramatma. Sohradam sarvabhutanam. He is saying, Ishvara sarvabhutanam, hirdeshi arjuna tishchati. Brahmyan sarvabhutani, yantra rudani maya. I am sitting as a Paramatma in the heart of every living being. So nothing is hidden from Krishna. Can you hide anything from air? We cannot survive without air. We have to breathe. Air is a representative of Krishna. Very powerful, but you cannot see. Can anybody see air? Can anybody see air? Yes? Why don't you say no? Why are you taking 1 hour to say no? You can feel, but you cannot see. This is the Shakti of Krishna. And sometimes air is so powerful, you know, it takes away the house, you know, sometimes this tornado, what are the tornadoes, air, you know, moving. And some houses and shopping malls are gone, they're finished. I was in Washington DC area, and there some tornado came, big shopping mall was finished, you know. Some people also died there. This is Krishna's Shakti. We cannot hide anything from Krishna. So, out of our ignorance we think, "Oh, I'm hiding and Krishna, he knows everything." So if you will try to preach, if you will try to distribute books, if you cannot speak, you can take the books from here and distribute to your friends. Everybody has friends. Nobody is without friend in this material world. You should give the books as many you can, 5, 10, 20, 30, 50, 100, 200. You can distribute these books and become dear to Krishna. When we will leave this world, we are not going to carry anything with us. There is famous saying in Hindi, "Na kuch saath laaye the, na kuch le chalenge, jo paya yahan pa, yahi de chalenge." I didn't bring anything with me, and I am not going to take anything with me. Whatever I have obtained here, I am going to leave everything behind. Jo paya yahan pa yahi de chalenge. Then, na bhain bhai koi saath deta hai. Our brothers, sisters, they are not going to help us at that crucial moment. Akele thi aaye, akele chalenge. We have come alone, going to go alone. So while we are here, we should try to do one thing. We should try to please Krishna. Then Krishna will stay with us all. He is already with us. But if you are able to gain his favor, then you will feel he is with you. He is with you and he will help you on every step. But your surrender should be, you know, very, very strong. It should be fully surrendered to him. Sometimes Krishna may test you to see your sincerity. How sincere you are. How much surrender you are. He will like to see that. If we are not sincere, if we are not fully surrendered, then we cannot expect any mercy from him. And vivid example of surrender is our Gurudev Srila Prabhupada. When he was 70 years old, he came to this country. 70. And he left beautiful Vrindavan and came to a most horrible place, New York. New York is a horrible. Not horrible, horrible. Not good place. Full of bumps. You know the bumps? You understand? Bumps. Hippies. Huh? Just like? Hollywood is also like that? But worse than Hollywood. New York was worse than Hollywood. So Prabhupada came. Srila Prabhupada came because he was fully surrendered to Krishna. This was the desire of his Gurudev. This was the desire of Krishna. Whatever a pure devotee desire is the desire of Krishna. Whatever was desired by Srila Prabhupada's Gurudev, Thakur Bhaktisnath Maharaj, this was Krishna's desire. And how much money he brought from India? $7 million. You know that? Only $7, no million. Only $7. Age 70. See, such a coincidence. $7 and 70. His age is 70 years. No friends, no money. But Krishna was with him. How this movement was started? When he came, he rented a hall, paid maybe $50,000 or how much is the rent for a hall? No, he didn't have any money, only $7. He went to a park, Tompkins Cure Park, where all the bums were sitting around, you know. All the yuppies and hippies were there, you know. And he started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bola! Louder! Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Don't face back to the details. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Bol, louder, everyone please chant. Hare Bol, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hariba, Hariba! Taali bajao! Everybody open up your mouth. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Way this movement was started simply by chanting the holy name. What? Why? How he was able to do this? Because Krishna was with him. In one song, Shalinrotam Thakur is saying, Tomar hirde sada govinda visharam govinda kahe ne mora vaishnav pran. Lord Govinda resides in your heart. It takes rest in your heart. And Govinda says, that Vaishnavas are my life also. Krishna was with Prabhupada when he was singing this Hare Krishna mantra, surrounded by all strangers and foreigners. They didn't know anything about this chanting, but it was coming from a pure source. Prabhupada is a pure devotee. Krishna was with him, and it was through their ear, it was penetrating in their heart. When they listened to this chanting, they were moved. First Bruce Shaw came. Keith Ham. Bruce Shaw was the first one to come. Keith Ham, the first one who took the initiation. Then Chuck Barnett. They started coming. Swami, what do you want us to do? They said, I want to start this international society for Krishna. Just see the beauty. Is Krishna. Here is Krishna. And Krishna was with him. This is the vivid example of surrender. So, me, you, he, she, we should not look to our own mind. My mind is dragging me down. But I should look to Srila Prabhupada. If I look at him, pray to him, think of him, then he will bring me up. He won't let me drag down. He will bring me up. Pray to Srila Prabhupada. Please help me. I want to become a devotee. My mind is bothering me like anything. So, surrender is needed. So many examples. But recently, you know, 1966, this movement was started. And Srila Prabhupada, now 40 years we have celebrated of this movement. 77, only 11 years, Prabhupada stayed on the planet after starting the movement. Then he went back home, back to Godhead, Golok Vrindavan. So, point I was making, we should try to please Krishna, and only by preaching we can please Krishna. If you cannot speak, if you cannot tell people about Krishna, you can try to distribute Prabhupada's books. And actually to become dear to Krishna, first we should become dear to his devotees. If we are dear to the devotees of Krishna, then by the mercy of devotees, we can become dear to Sri Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, story of Amogha. Amogha was a son-in-law of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya first was, he was a Vedanti. He was a follower of this path of knowledge. You know, he used to teach the sannyasi Vedant this impersonalist philosophy. When he met Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he thought, as a young man, he took the sannyasi in such a young age, and I will get him reinitiated in a good, you know, what you call sampradaya. Bharati is not considered very big, very good, and I will teach him Vedant. For 7 days, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was teaching Vedant to Lord Chaitanya, and after 7 days, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became devotee actually. His life was changed. Now, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya invited Lord Chaitanya to his house for a lunch. And he cooked, him and his wife both cooked so many palatable dishes. and put a maybe food for it 10-15 people in front of Lord Chaitanya. Lord said, Sarabhaum, what is this? I am sannyasi. How? You have put so much food in front of me. That Sarabhaum said, my Lord, by your mercy, now I know you know which kind of sannyasi you are. As a Jagannath in the temple, how much you eat every day? Now you have to eat all this food. So Lord couldn't see anything. So he started eating, you know. Lord is, you know, bound by the love of his devotees. Now, he has a son-in-law, Amogha. Though Sarvam Bhattacharya was Brahman and son-in-law is also Brahman, but a rascal. He was atheist. Amogha was atheist. So, now Bhattacharya was worried, if my son will see Lord eating like this, he may criticize and this will be my death, you know. So after serving the Lord, a stick in his hand, he sat at the door, make sure that Amogha won't come in. His son-in-law, his daughter's name was Shati. So he was sitting there, Amogha saw from far. My father-in-law is sitting there, there must be something going on inside, you know. So he became very inquisitive to go inside and see. And he was, you know, very, what do you call, how to put in English? He was very anxious to see what's happening inside. So for some reason, Bhattacharya went inside to serve the Lord something. And he came and saw Lord, so much food in front of him. He said, Bapre, my God, sannyasi eats so much. He said this, oh, sannyasi eats so much. So Lord smiled, Lord Chaitanya smiled, but Bhattacharya came to know and he said, what, you know, I was thinking, will happen, same thing happened. He criticized my Lord, and Bhattacharya and his wife both started fasting. They said, we pray to the Lord that our son-in-law should die and our daughter should become widow. This is a true love for the Lord. Devotees don't care what happened to them, but they only do everything for the pleasure of the Lord. So what happened? Amogha fell sick. He got, nobody called this haja. How you, haja in English? Cholera. Vomiting and passing stool. He became like a stick. Very sick. And he became unconscious. So Lord Chaitanya was informed that Bhattacharya is fasting because Amogha criticized you. And Amogha is dying now. So Lord Chaitanya, in spite of coming to Bhattacharya, he went to Amogha. Amogha is a rascal, atheist. Why Lord Chaitanya went to him? Because he was connected with a devotee. Point I'm making is, if we are connected with the devotees, if we have the mercy of the devotees, then we will have the mercy of the Lord. Amogha actually didn't deserve any mercy from the Lord. But he was a son-in-law of a Bhattacharya. So Lord went to him. So he was unconscious. Lord put his lotus hand on his chest. He started, you know, moving and he sat down. He said, Amogha, you are a Brahmin. From where this envy came in you? Brahmin should not be envious of others. Anyone who is envious, he cannot claim that he is a Brahmin. Snake is envious of others. How you Brahmin and became... So he is now realizing, he is very upset. He said, my Lord, I am very sinful. I offended you, please. And he hit his, you know, face, and face started swelling. And Lord, you know, he said, stop this. Just chant Hare Krishna. Lord blessed Amogha, and from atheist, Amogha became devotee. Dear devotees, we need the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So how Prabhupada can be pleased? Prabhupada can be pleased by distributing these books. I humbly beg you, all of you, request all of you, take part in this. Take part in this book distribution. Become dear to Krishna, become first dear to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada will recommend your name to Dwarkadhish. And if he will recommend, Dwarkadhish has to accept. Person may be like Amogha's example. Amogha was connected with a devotee, And Lord Chaitanya, who is non-different from Krishna, accepted him and blessed him, and he became a devotee by the mercy of Gaur Hari. So, to please Srila Prabhupada, the book distribution is the main thing. Prabhupada said that if you will distribute my books, I will be very pleased. I have seen when Prabhupada was on the planet, when a book distribution board used to come to him, Prabhupada used to become very happy. Why? Because a pure devotee always thinks how the fallen souls can be saved. You know, how this Christianity was spread all over the world. How this communism was spread all over the world by distribution of books. What is the philosophy Christianity, what philosophy they have? What is the philosophy of the communist people? They believe in killing others, you know. These books are the philosophy, philosophical books, full of knowledge. So many books. Bhagavad Gita is the song of God, spoken by Krishna. Bhagavatam is about Krishna and his devotees. Chaitanya Charitam, about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So many books. So please, I humbly beg all of you. Marathon is going on. Please, pledge book distribution. Whatever you can. Our mind will say, what will I get out of it? You will get, you know, you will become spiritually advanced. Already you are devotees. All of you are devotees. But all of you are good. As I usually say, we have to become more good. We should become so good that one day Krishna will talk to us. That is only possible by rendering unalloyed devotional service to Sri Krishna. Krishna says, in the 18th chapter, he has said that, Bhaktya mama bijanati yavan jas chasmi tatvata. Tatomam tatvato gyatva vishati dadanantaram. I can be known as I am only by bhakti, devotional service. Devotional service to the Supreme Lord should be unmotivated. There should not be any material motivation. If there is any material motivation, then we cannot make any spiritual advancement. Because I have the material desires. Material desires are going to finish with this material body. So, though there are so many material desires in my mind, but with the higher intelligence, I should understand I should not desire anything material. So my humble request to all of you is book distribution. By the mercy of Prabhupada, in India, you know, on this Gita Jayanti day, we had a program in the house of one person, and I said, today is Gita Jayanti, we should distribute books, Bhagavad Gitas. So I asked him, I said, how many you like to distribute? You tell me. I said, I may say thousands. He said, okay, say what do you want to say. I said, 5,000. He said, all right. He agreed for 5,000 Bhagavad Gitas. Then we had book distribution in Germany. When I came in Germany, book distribution was going on there. Then I came in Vancouver. One lady said, I will take the 6 boxes of Bhagavad Gita. I said, double it. She made the 12 boxes of Bhagavad Gita. About, I think, 100 bhakshis were, of Bhagavad Gita were distributed. 100 or maybe less or more. So, we are here, marathon is going on. So, how many of you want to pledge book distribution? Raise your hands. Yes. How many? Say again. I didn't follow.
We had a special book distribution program yesterday, Saturday.
Oh, wonderful.
We had 60 devotees that went out into the streets.
Wonderful.
And we've done over 15,000 liturgies.
Wonderful. So, means you're trying to say we should also do 15,000 today also? Let's see. How many you want to distribute? Raise your hands. How many you like to sponsor, 10, 20, 15, whatever you can. Don't hesitate. They're saying in Hindi, Trantadan Mahakalyan. If you do something immediately spiritually, you get the great benefit. If you hesitate, you get the benefit, but not so much. Looks like they all have participated in book distribution. Yesterday, they all participated? They were all here? Not all of them. So those who are not here yesterday, please come forward. Think over, I'm just reading the purport. I'd like to see some hands up. Generally, it is advised that Bhagavad Gita be discussed among us, the devotees, only. For those who are devotees will understand neither Krishna. For those who are not devotees will understand neither Krishna nor Bhagavad Gita. Those who do not accept Krishna as he is and Bhagavad Gita as it is should not try to explain Bhagavad Gita whimsically and become offenders. So this is the point here Prabhupada is making. Many people are trying to explain this Bhagavad Gita, but they have no faith in Krishna. Then trying to explain Bhagavad Gita, how they can do this? They are offenders. One should accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the cause of all causes. If one is not accepting this, he is an offender. Bhagavad Gita should be explained to persons who are ready to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. It is a subject matter for the devotees only and not for philosophical speculators. Anyone, however, who tries sincerely to present Bhagavad Gita as it is, will advance in devotional activities. These devotional activities are very important. Actually, to be a devotee is very rare. Once two devotees were fighting, and Prabhupada overheard their fighting. One said to other, you cannot offend a Vaishnava. Means he is claiming that he is a Vaishnava, and other is offending him. Prabhupada came to the scene and said, you claim you are a Vaishnava? To be a Vaishnava is very rare. To be a Vaishnava is very rare. So actually, devotional, to become a devotee, and to advance in this devotional life, in devotional activities, is very, very rare. And reach the pure devotion state of life. As a result of such pure devotion, he is sure to go back home, back to Godhead. And one who is a pure devotee, he will definitely return back home, back to Godhead. And devotees, I don't know what is your desire. Next life, what do you want to do? What do you want to do in next life? Back to LA? You want to be born again in LA? We are in Puerto Rico? Where you want to be born next life? Brazil. Oh, you want to go to Brazil. What about you? Ah, very good, very good. She wants to go back to her. What about you?
I want to think about this life.
Oh my God, you want to think about it. We haven't decided yet. Okay, very good. So actually we should make up our mind that I want to return back home, back to Godhead. And that's what Prabhupada is saying here, that if we can become devotee, then one is sure to go back home, back to Godhead. Without becoming a devotee, one cannot go back home, back to Godhead. So this is one of the activities that we distribute books, preach, tell people about Krishna. If we cannot speak anything, we are not used to speaking, then we can easily give the books to your friends, whoever. And if you want to give a gift, you know, Christmas gifts, you know, what can be better gift than this? If you give someone Bhagavad Gita and if he reads, his life can be changed. There is one story. The one man, one devotee was distributing books here somewhere in North America. He happened to meet one gentleman. And this gentleman took one book from him and gave him $10 very easily. So devotee figured out
that he is a generous man. He said, can you give us a little more, you know? He gave 10 more. He ended up giving $200. So he brought the book and showed to his wife, hey, I bought this book for $200. But he said, what? You spent $200 for this book? He took the book from throw away, you know. And book was lying somewhere in the house for 2 years. And after 2 years, this person started cleaning the house. He found the book. He thought, I paid so much money for this book. Let me read this book. And he read the book and his life was changed. He became devotee. These are Prabhupada's books. So, book distribution is very, very important place to make the future of America good. We want that the whole world's future should be good. If Krishna consciousness is preached all over the world, then only our future can be bright. Otherwise, our future is in dark. Future is not bright. Because people are becoming more and more sinful. They are more and more committing, you know, sinful activities and gliding down. They are very unhappy, suffering from so many problems, so many diseases. So this book distribution will make our future bright. So anybody thought of sponsoring Bhagavad Gita's? Those who were not here yesterday, please don't hesitate. Don't feel shy. Are you feeling shy? Raise your hand, any Mataji, any gentleman. It means they were here yesterday. Huh?
We also had
Gita here. Huh?
Gita?
When? Oh, Gita means you celebrated that. Wonderful, wonderful. How many Gitas were distributed that day?
I cannot remember. That evening, 500.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, little chanting, you may be inspired to sponsor some books.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Bolo!
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare.
Everybody, louder.
Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Bala.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Haribol.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
God Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Krishna. Louder, louder, everyone. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitya Gaur Hari. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Jaya. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Sri Rukmani Dwarka Adhish ki, Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Mata ki Nitai Gaur Pramanande. Thank you very much. Anybody has any question, any comments, please feel free to ask. Yes. Yeah, there is no dark. Krishna is the omnipresent. But if you are covered with the illusion that you are in dark, if you have this realization, Krishna is omnipresent. But you don't understand that Krishna is omnipresent. He is. Just like if a sunlight is there and one doesn't sit in the sun, one sits in the dark,
what the sun can do? Darkness is of ignorance. So when we are realized, we realize Krishna is omnipresent, he is everywhere, and we will have the eyes to see him everywhere, then there is no darkness. But when we have no eyes, then we are in dark. Okay, any other question, comments? Yes. Care?
Should we be cautious in terms of whom we are giving
the books? Cautious? Huh? Yes.
Should we be careful about that, or can we just go and do indiscriminate?
Means you, whoever takes books, give him. If these books are so pious, by touching they will be purified. By reading, even the books are at home, Prabhupada said this, there is purification because transcendental message is inside. Krishna's Leela is inside.
The reason I ask that question, Maharaj, is sometimes a friend might take it. But they took it as they basically discard or something.
It depends, not necessarily. Not necessarily. If he keep the book at home, he will be benefited spiritually. If he will read, he will be more benefited. Any other question? Hare Krishna. Thanks again, everyone.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, I cannot tell you.